Nextdoor largely beat estimates in its first earnings report since going public in early November. Joining us now for more is Nextdoor CEO Sarah Friar. Sarah, nice to see you again. Thanks for hopping on. So this is the last time we spoke to you on IPO day in November. We've seen just this opening up of U.S. society, more mobility as the pandemic starts to turn the corner here. What changes have you seen on your platform because of that?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having us. We've seen just continued growth. Coming out of a great quarter in Q4, grew revenue 48%, and actually for the full year grew 56%. And on that engagement front, the metric we look at is weekly active users. That grew 32% in Q4 to 36 million. That's an all-time high for us. And of course, what we really care about is it all just new neighbors coming to Nextdoor? Because as the pandemic loosens, more people want to discover local. Maybe they've moved house. Or is it current users getting more engaged? And the good news is it's both. The product strategy is working.
Sarah, it's Julie here. So what kind of visibility do you have then, as it seems like the Omicron effect is fading, at least here in the United States, and we head through the rest of the year and I expect more opening? What do you think your cadence is going to look like?
Yeah, so part of that, we raised guidance, so we clearly feel confident walking into 2022. If you go back to the product side and what's driving that confidence, number one, we launched something called Connections. So we want to make sure neighbors have a way to find the people they maybe already know in their neighborhood, particularly as they're getting out and about. I think the second thing is notifications. Nextdoor is a big notification platform. We want to make sure you get the right notification at the right time for what you particularly are interested in. Sometimes it's high utility, someone's looking for a plumber and you want to help them out. Sometimes, we were just talking about the impact of inflation, it might be that for sale or free item that's going cheaper in your neighborhood. Maybe you're a mom looking for new clothes for your kids or a new bike. And then of course, there's all the investment we've done in our ad tech stack. We are a proprietary logged in state. So as people talk about privacy, doesn't really impact Nextdoor because we have all the data. It's our data. We're not following you around the internet, dropping cookies. And so with that, we're creating better measurement, better targeting for advertisers, and of course, a better outcome for neighbors because those ads are actually great content.
Sarah, hold on. I'm logging on the platform now for free gas. You know, hopefully I can find that on Nextdoor because it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand out there.
I said if you ask a neighbor to help you, they would help you. That's the sort of thing neighbors do.
Not my neighbors. All right. But anyway, look, the advertising side of the business, how big will that be this year?
Yeah. So what we guided in terms of revenue was $255 million at the midpoint of the range. So that's about a 33% year-over-year growth. And our Q1 guidance was actually 40% year-over-year growth. That's where we have most confidence because clearly we're well through Q1 at this point. Who's coming back to advertise? Well, the good news is it's home services, it's tech, it's financial services. But we are seeing an uplift in areas like entertainment, travel. Those cruise ship companies are starting to come back to try to tease us out of our homes again. And then CPG. With that, that's a good signal that the platform is working well for direct response. Those advertisers, you know, they have to, everything is on a low margin. And when you see a brand like Hershey's do really well in a place like TreatMap for us, that is a good sign that Nextdoor's ad platform is working in all parts of what an advertiser would want, from brand right the way through to direct response.
Sarah, as we talk about advertising, I have to ask about Apple's tracking changes, which so many different sites, particularly social media focused sites, have talked about. Is there any effect from those changes to your business?
It's a place where we're now starting to show how differentiated Nextdoor is. So as I mentioned, we are a fully logged in site. So when you're on Nextdoor, we know who you are. It's a real person at a real address. So we even know the place. So where the world is going to cookie-less browsing, right, where I'm not going to be able to follow you around the internet and kind of guess who you might be, Nextdoor's full proprietary platform is really coming into its own. So we didn't see an impact from IDFA. We don't really expect to. More what we're seeing is as we're investing in that proprietary data, our ability to create a better outcome for the advertiser and a better outcome from the neighbor is drawing more advertisers to Nextdoor. And that's why we're seeing this sort of revenue growth.
A lot of folks, Sarah, really agree that Nextdoor, it is a useful platform and you're collecting a lot of great data. When does all that translate into profits?
Yeah, so it's a balance right now, right? Investors are investing in Nextdoor because we are a growth stock and a growth name. We have $700 million on the balance sheet that we just put there through the IPO, through the public offering we did last year. And so the investor base is definitely telling us to keep investing. We have a really potent product roadmap for 2022, a lot of innovation on how to grow more neighbors on the platform and grow engagement, how to grow the platform for small businesses, and then the ad tech stack we just talked about. That said, we want to make sure it's a balance. So with that 56% year-over-year growth in 2021, we showed 16 points of margin improvement. And so as we go into 2022, we want to show some balance there too. Keep investing for growth as long as we can create great returns, but also show that we'll continue to give you better and better profitability.
I was thinking back last night, Sarah, to a little bit about your story and growing up in Northern Ireland. You've talked to us a little bit about it before, that tumultuous time. What have been some of your thoughts while watching this, while watching Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, it's the all the empathy comes out of what it's like growing up. And I was a child growing up, effectively, when a war was happening, a civil war around us. That's what gets me kind of excited in a way for what Nextdoor can do. But clearly, today, we're unfortunately not in the Ukraine or in Russia, but we can create empathy here in the neighborhoods that we are in, the 11 countries we're in. And the great thing we're seeing on the platform is what you'd want. Neighbors are rising to that moment. So some are out there fundraising. I saw a kid in my neighborhood selling toys. She raised $500 that she sent off to the Ukraine. Last night in Canada, one of my colleagues was just talking about the fact that she got together with a lot of Ukrainians. Canada, I think, is one of the largest populations. And they just shared, you know, some food around a campfire and just kind of felt that oneness, that belonging, whether you were Ukrainian or not, people were there just holding hands. And I think that's what the neighborhood is about. How do we show empathy? How do we help aggregate people who want to do something? And then how do we really activate that out broadly in the world? But tough times for sure, and our hearts go out to everyone.
All right, we'll leave it there. Nextdoor CEO Sarah Friar, always nice to see you. We'll talk to you soon.